This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're on the march. Empire's on the run. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
13 days. Paul Watson takes over the next segment from Her Britannic Majesty's London, England. Joe Biggs is here riding shotgun with me. I haven't even gotten to the Michael Moore saying, you know, if you elect Trump, he'll be the biggest F you, the establishment ever. Well, then why don't you go against the establishment? This is so obvious, Michael Moore, but you can't. You have six bodyguards, but I shouldn't be able to own a gun. I was asking you during the break, do you think it's a landslide for Trump? You said some really choice points that I agree with. I repeat those, Joe Biggs.
Well, I think he's going to win by a landslide. But the thing is, like he said, it's those machines that you have to worry about. You know, people do have the ability, I believe, in a lot of areas to request a paper ballot as well. If you're able to do that, try that out as well. But if you look at the Trump rally yesterday in Tampa, Florida, versus the Kane or the Clinton rallies.
He has 20,000. 20,000 turned away. He has 30.
But not just 20,000 people, Alex. 20,000 energized, patriotic, just hopped up on true freedom.
Of every race, color, and creed.
Yes, everybody. Gay, straight, Catholic, Muslim, it doesn't matter. There are people from all over the world that travel to go see this man because he's an amazing individual. But you have to, like, you have to pry and pull energy from people who go to these Kane and Clinton rallies.
I mean, Hillary's like this zombie.
I mean, let's put it, dead.
I mean, let's put the article up from the Gateway Pundit that shows the videos and the photos for TV viewers. And radio listeners should go to Infowars.com and see her. Drudge Report has it, drudgereport.com. I mean, it's right there. Wow, Kane holds rally and only 30 people show up. And it's over and over again. It's like this. You scroll down. This isn't out of context. This is while he's speaking, it's 30 people.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be people who don't go to these things. But here's the thing, though. You can see in mass numbers how many people who love Trump, they're coming out. They're coming.
The Google bot show, from 10 to 1 interest. The major corporations admit landslide for Trump. All the internet bots know.
You got from 13 to 90. You know, age groups. People are so excited. I saw a guy who was so old. He was out there on one of those walkers, and he got there late, and they had reached, the capacity for that stadium. And he goes, man, I just wanted to hear him. So I helped him walk up to the front of the door, and he could still see it and hear it. And he was so excited because
he knows
this is going to change everything.
Well, that's very touching. I'll be a video of that kind of stuff because it's amazing how that stuff is going on. What happens if they openly steal it? I mean, they're really arrogant. They're full of bravado. What happens?
You know, I think you're going to see a lot of this. It's going to have to be forced. It's going to be covered because you're going to see people extremely mad. You're going to see social media going off the charts about this. This has been stolen.
I'm concerned they could pull a false flag, like steal it from Trump and then demonize us, you know, blow up a government building or something and blame it on us. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, I don't think there's any fair way that she has a chance of winning. When you go look at her events, there's no one outside that's excited to be there. You know, they look like the Walking Dead. It's the most depressing.
I don't mean to be mean, but I mean, Hillary supporters look like they've been run over by cars. I mean, they look mentally retarded. I mean, I'm not being mean here. I mean, what the hell happened to
you? I'll say it. I think they are. I mean,
and we're not just saying that, though. You go to a Trump rally, I don't care if they're black, Hispanic, white, good-looking, focused, well-spoken, hard-working people. You go to a Hillary thing, and they look like they're walking dead, man. I mean, there's something wrong with them.
Well, you go to Trump rallies, these are all small business owners, people who are not lazy. People are going out there and making a business for themselves, creating something, and giving people jobs, and helping people out, and helping out the economy, and making something for themselves. And that's what the American dream is all about.
Yeah, but ignore the crowd of 20,000 that turned away 20,000 in Tampa. Hillary gets 200, Kane gets 30. They're the winner, dude.
If Trump...
Michael Moore said so.
If emails came out exposing half the stuff that Hillary's done, I mean, it'd be done. You know, and, you know, you've got Assange going, well, I mean, we've seen some emails, but it's just the same stuff that he says already, because he's honest. He's not two-faced. He's not a chameleon. He doesn't go on TV and act a certain way and then go back and then talk crack about the American
people. That's right. Everybody's hacked Trump stuff. There's nothing there.
It's just like, dude, he's saying the same thing. Like, everything you're reading here in this about Trump is the exact same thing he's already said in the speech, so there's nothing we can do. But when you read this stuff, you've got Hillary Clinton going out there going, oh, I love the American people. But then you read the emails.
She
hates everyday Americans. You're a super predator. You're deplorable. You're this, you're that.
She's a monster, and that's why they hate him. He doesn't follow polls. He doesn't follow the directives.
Michael Moore said the best thing is that this is going to be the biggest F you to the establishment. The elites are scared.
I'm going to play that and hand the baton to Paul Watts when we come back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Alright, Paul Joseph Watson is going to get in the seat there. I can see he's not in his seat yet. Paul Joseph Watson, always on target from His Britannic Majesty's England. But when he comes back, we will hand the baton to him because I wanted to talk to Paul Watson. There he is, the elusive superstar, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, I want you to take over the show because you're hard to even get to host 1 hour a week. You're so busy writing articles and fighting the globalists and dominating Twitter. Everybody says you're like the Twitter guy. Trump loves you, always retweeting your stuff. What does your gut tell you? I mean, you know me 16 years. I don't say what I want to believe. I really say what I think. And Trump, I think, is going to win in a landslide. He's got crowds of 20, 30, 40,000. She has 200. Kane has 30. There's election fraud news coming up, though. We've got all the emails proving she's a total criminal. I mean, even if she skates in and steals it, she's never going to get away with this now. I mean, this makes the previous email stuff look terrible in comparison. What does your gut tell you, Paul?
I really don't know, Alex. I know that there's a hell of a lot of very stupid people, not just in America, but around the world. Many of them will have fallen for the propaganda that Trump is unstable, he's literally Hitler, he's got his hand on the nuclear button, he's going to destroy the world. You know, and you can understand if people are weak-minded enough to be affected by that propaganda, it would stop them from voting for Trump. What I don't understand is, you know, he had Robbie Mook, the Clinton campaign manager, on all the Sunday shows saying, oh, we're just amazed by the early voter turnout. There's so much enthusiasm. What kind of person wakes up in the morning, on any morning, you know, if not November 8th, and thinks, I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go and vote for Hillary Clinton. Who would have the enthusiasm to vote for Hillary Clinton? Where is all this enthusiasm coming from? You can see the videos of her supposed supporters at her own sparsely attended rallies. They have to be made to applaud and cheer exactly what the instigators want them to cheer. They have no spontaneous enthusiasm whatsoever.
She is a cultural corpse, like this weekend with Bernie, just carting her around.
Yeah, I mean, who would wake up and enthusiastically want to vote for Hillary Clinton?
Well, yesterday was early voting. I went out and voted yesterday for Trump, and I had that Trump is my president shirt on. I went in and voted, and I wore my blue sweater, and then I took it off. I put my I voted sticker on and did like a victory lap on my motorcycle around Austin really quick for about 20 minutes, and everyone was just kind of looking at me. But it was just like, you know, I was excited to do it. I was happy. I got up, and I was like pumped to go out on early voting and cast mine. I was pretty happy.
All right, Paul, I don't want to take your time. I want to hand the baton to you. But since we mentioned it earlier, I'm going to play this clip. This is Michael Moore. And this is Michael Moore saying Trump election will be the biggest FU in history. He admits about folks screwed over by NAFTA and GATT. But that's what Hillary and Clinton and all them rammed through. And the whole Republican establishment. How could any of these idiots not support Trump? I mean, Moore is such an anachronism. Here he is.
A millionaire has the same number of votes as the person without a job, one. And there's more of the former middle class than there are in the millionaire class. So on November 8th, the dispossessed will walk into the voting booth, be handed a ballot, close the curtain, and take that lever, or felt pen or touchscreen, and put a big yes in the box by the name of the man who has threatened to upend and overturn the very system that has ruined their lives, Donald J. Trump. They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. Corporate America hates Trump. Wall Street hates Trump. The career politicians hate Trump. The media hates Trump after they loved him and created him and now hate him. Thank you, media. The enemy of my enemy is who I'm voting for on November 8th. Yes, on November 8th, you, Joe Blow, Steve Blow, Bob Blow, Billy Bob Blow, all the Blows, get to go and blow up the whole system because it's your right. Trump's election is going to be the biggest you ever recorded in human history.
So,
and it will feel good.
So he runs around demonizing Trump all day, but then I've seen him several other times act like he's actually for Trump because he claims he's this grassroots guy. How could he, if he's against corporate stuff, the big banks, all the corruption, they all hate Trump. This must be a serious identity crisis for all these fake liberals because Trump is everything they claim they ever want. And then the White House is meeting with these rappers that talk about raping women. And then, you know, they're playing stuff with their kids. Meanwhile, Trump's got some edited, you know, stuff from 11 years ago. It's the end of the world. I mean, that almost sounds like he's for Trump there. What do you think is happening here? I mean, is the truth coming out, Freudian slips? Paul Watson, I'm handing the baton to you. We're done. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Alex. I mean, maybe Michael Moore is a secret Trump voter. What's interesting about that clip is it started circulating last night. It got to the top of Reddit, I believe. And a lot of people were saying, that's fake. That's not even Michael Moore saying those words. And in fact, it took until today where we got the actual video of Michael Moore sat there during this Trumpland event saying those exact words. Yes, it is Michael Moore saying those words. But again, it illustrates the fact that, you know, that was so supposedly out of character for Michael Moore that people thought that audio was actually fake when it's not. But one of my friends who is a liberal, he's quite prominent. He's a classical liberal in the sense he's not a leftist. He's not an SJW. But he sent me this comment, and it ties in perfectly to the Michael Moore comments, which is this. I'm just astonished, horrified by the way that statements made by Trump regarding globalization and the rigged system are entirely congruent with a, quote, liberal critique of crony capitalism / lobbying, etc. I mean, they could come out of the mouths of Noam Chomsky or Bernie Sanders with hardly a word changed. And yet, simply because they're coming out of Trump's orange mouth, these statements are either roundly ignored or misrepresented. So again, it goes back to what Michael Moore was saying in that clip. Trump is hated by Wall Street, he's hated by corporate America, he's hated by the political establishment, and he represents members of the middle class in America who have been completely screwed over, who have lost their livelihoods thanks to big business and thanks to big government, the very interest that Michael Moore built his career on supposedly opposing. So when you see him come out with statements like that, obviously that wasn't in the full context, but, you know, word for word, that's what he said. It's not a fake audio tape. It's very interesting.
And by the way, we are showing the video, since she mentioned it, that video did later come out. Somebody in the audience first recorded it and got it out. And the fact that they denied it when clearly he was at the event, clearly he said it was even in newspapers. They're so in denial because when he finally tells the truth, it doesn't fit into the larger narrative.
Well, I changed the InfoWars article, so now you can actually see the video of him saying it in the article. But again, he knows that Trump supporters, as he said, they're not just racist rednecks. They're voting for Trump because he got up in front of the Ford executives and said, if you try and sell those cars back to America from Mexico, I'm going to slap a 35% tariff on you. He's not going to settle for that crony capitalism that, again, Michael Moore built his career on opposing. So, again, he gets it. A lot of these Hillary supporters in the media, these elitists, don't get it. They still think that Trump's entire support base is formulated.
And by the way, just interrupt me, you're so on fire here.
It's not.
This is what Henry Ford pioneered. You've got to make enough money to be able to buy the product. Globalism is this thing where they make us impoverished by not ever having an economy to be able to buy the product in the end. And now we're getting towards the end game when everybody's going broke. This is not good.
No, and that's whose interests Trump represents. It's not just people lashing out because they're racist, but the elite's obsession with that, their misrepresentation, their misconception of that is what drives Trump voters, is what could possibly cost them this election. We saw it with Brexit. Again, they were overconfident right before the vote. They thought, oh, only provincial racists are going to support Brexit. Well, no, it was 17 million people, the biggest vote in a UK election ever, and they lost. And they weren't expecting it because all the polls before said that it was a comfortable victory for the Remainers. They got slapped in the face. They got shocked because they couldn't identify who was voting for Brexit and why because of their ivory tower elitism. And that's what Michael Moore's talking about in that clip.
Plus, Paul, they demonize everybody that stands up for common sense, fairness, nationalism is racist. The average person doesn't want to be called that, so they're very quiet about their views. And that's what internal pollsters for Trump know, is there's a good 10% of people that are closeted. I mean, I wear Trump stuff out just as an exercise in front of my kids. And people mess with us. They say stuff here in Austin. They're very nasty.
No, there is that contingent. But again, this is being way underplayed. There's something going on behind the scenes which is not quantifiable by these polls. And yes, it's partly Hillary's campaign, admittedly now in the WikiLeaks document, saying, we're going to use this as a tactic to try and convince Trump supporters to lose enthusiasm, saying that it's all tied up, it's in the bag, Hillary's won. And then you drill into the polls, and it's the same with the debate polls we've seen. They oversample Democrats every single time. In some cases by like 26% Republicans to 40-odd percent Democrats.
And there are easier ways but more sophisticated to steal it. I'm going to skip this break so you have more time, Paul, but this is just riveting here listening to you talk. Why are they so arrogant? They've always been arrogant, but it seems like they're completely mentally ill now, have no idea all the credibility they've lost. We have a press conference and 30 million people watch. CNN doesn't have that in a week, brother. I mean, you routinely have videos with 15, 20 million views. We do, too. I mean, have they figured out yet how pathetic they are? I think they're figuring it out. They had a Washington Post article and an Austin American Statesman article last week admitting InfoWars is bigger than, quote, any mainstream show. So they're now admitting that fact. We're just one part of this. Drudge, bigger than all of them combined. Facebook and New York Times combined, but they're still so arrogant. So there's almost like the schizophrenia now where they're still super arrogant, but they realize we're way bigger than them. So What comes out of that paradox?
I think some of them are starting to get it, but most aren't. I mean, I talked about that Daily Show clip with Trevor Noah freaking out about this conservative Trump supporter getting tens of millions of views on Facebook. But Brian Stelter of CNN came out last night. You know, he's this big anti-Trump leftist on CNN. Basically saying Trump only gets 60,000 views on his Facebook videos. Now, for a start, I went on Trump's Facebook about 30 minutes ago. Literally every video, and they upload numerous videos a day, 800,000, 900,000, 1.5 million, 2 million views, every single video. So again, he got that completely wrong. And then he bragged about having 1.35 million viewers a week on his own show. James O'Keefe shot back and said, quote, our YouTube videos have 10 million views in the last 7 days, 54 million Twitter impressions for James O'Keefe over the last 7 days. I mean, just on my little Twitter account, I'm getting 165 million Twitter impressions every single month.
Paul, if you count all of our channels and affiliated channels, we have 5 billion views, 1 billion on one channel. We're trying to take down right now, by the way, folks. We're under attack. And if you add it all together, we're getting 4 to 5 million views a day just on our channels, Paul.
No, it's insane. And we've only just started properly uploading videos to Twitter, which is an entirely new avenue. So you can add on, you know, 200, 300,000 views.
The point is, we're absolutely kissing their ass. And it's not about measuring our Johnsons here. The point is, they're in decline, we're rising. What do they do?
I think that they haven't realized it yet, Alex. I mean, I get, you know, 300,000 followers on Twitter. That's the current level of it. And, you know, 165 million impressions. I get more impressions than celebrities with 10 million Twitter followers.
Oh, and that's the thing. They put together these huge Hollywood-produced deals with like 30 stars on YouTube with full YouTube push. It gets 100,000, 90% downvotes. We do nothing to put out a video. It gets a million. I mean, I'll cut 4 or 5 videos on the weekend. They'll get like 2 or 3 million views conservatively, and I'm just shooting it at my house. And then they have all these stars, and everyone is saying, we hate you.
And it's, again, we're not bragging. I'll give you another example. You know, one of these never-Trumpers, Louise Mensch, writes an article saying that I'm in control, InfoWars is controlling the Putin troll bots. It gets 5 comments in 24 hours. This is on quite a big website. 5 comments in 24 hours. The article this morning about the vote fraud in Texas is probably past 4,000 comments by now. It got over 5 comments in probably 10 seconds. Because our information resonates.
That's and let's be clear. It's true that Russian TV takes what we say word for word, and Japanese TV, and all the others, and mainline talk radio and Congress, because we know what we're talking about. We broke Benghazi first. We broke it all first. It's not that the Russians take their orders. They know truth when they hear it. We're kicking your ass up one side and down the other, you little arrogant, pencil-necked, establishment, fake liberal, fascist dirtbags.
Exactly. I mean, another part of it is they're very lazy. I mean, we instantaneously react to news. We're able to get on top of it.
We're completely crazy. We work 18 hours a day. I literally foam at the mouth. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. But, I mean, talking about Russia, you've then got comments by the former Prime Minister of Sweden, Carl Bildt, who put out this tweet, which he claimed that Russia Today got the WikiLeaks before WikiLeaks published them, simply because they tweeted, for example, about Podesta email part 17. Before WikiLeaks released it on Twitter or tweeted about it on Twitter. He said, quote, really impressive by Russian state media to report on WikiLeaks releases before they are released. Contacts count. Now, of course, the Podesta emails are released on WikiLeaks' website way before they actually tweet it out. That's how RT is able to put out that story, because they sit
there actually on top of it,
refreshing the website to get on the story first. We're not lazy. You are. That's why we're kicking your ass, and they're not happy about it.
Wow, this is biblical. All right, well, I said I'd let you take over. This is just great to talk to you, Paul. I mean, I got a hold of Paul, so I guess you can go on air with us. What else is coming up in the next 35 minutes, and what are your big concerns? Because, I mean, let me tell you, they're desperate. They want to be the heroes. I smell false flag. I smell them stealing the election, blowing something up, blaming it on us. I mean, I just see nastiness. I see the preparation. I want to shut down the media. I think they're going to go all in. They're either going to back off and realize that they can't stop us and try to just sabotage us, or they're going to go all in, Paul.
Well, I think the only guarantee is you will see riots after the election if Trump wins. I mean, that's the guarantee, isn't it? Now that we know, again, that whole thing about, oh, Trump's rhetoric is responsible for the violence at his own rallies. Don't you dare say anyone else is responsible. That's a conspiracy theory. O'Keefe video completely debunked. They funded it. They arranged it.
And we have WikiLeaks on top of it, not just O'Keefe. We have the WikiLeaks that couple with it.
Exactly. So that's proven. They fund, they arrange violence against Trump, against his supporters. That's why you see graffiti daubed everywhere, Republican HQs being firebombed. That's what you're going to see if Trump wins. That's the only guarantee.
All because he doesn't want to start a war with someone doing nothing to us. Because he's a good person.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. While, you know, Russians are being told where to find their nearest nuclear bunker, Americans are being told to obsess about some ex-porn star who says that Trump asked for her phone number just coincidentally the day before she's got this big video release or whatever, and she wants national press attention. That's what Americans are being told to consume. Russians are being told, find your nearest nuclear bunker because there's a pretty good chance there could be a massive nuclear holocaust and World War III if Hillary Clinton is elected. So again, that's the split.
And then they spin it and claim Trump's going to cause World War III.
Yeah, exactly. But the riots will only happen if Trump wins, because those are the people who riot. Those are the people who are paid to riot by the DNC, by Hillary Clinton.
Well, I want to say this. We have proof Soros is funding it in the emails. We already had proof. We have proof she's doing it. We need to start seeing grand juries grow up, not be cowards at the state level. Democrats do this all the time, and start indicting people. I mean, we need to start indictments now. And I don't want to hear it, oh, it's too dangerous. I'm sticking my neck way out here, folks. Just stop being cowards. I mean, you know what I mean, Paul?
Exactly. And the other narrative they've got going is, you know, Barack Obama, oh, Trump's whining about the rigged election. Well, first up, there's a new poll which shows that only 4 in 10 Americans are confident that there won't be election fraud. So Obama's accusing the majority 60%. Of the population of the country of whining. Secondly, there's a new study that came out. They studied coverage on ABC, CBS, and NBC Evening News from the 29th of July to October 20, categorizing how many minutes they spent on each topic. 91% of television coverage from those dates on ABC, CBS, and NBC Evening News was negative, was hostile. 91% of coverage was hostile about Donald Trump. They broke it down. Controversies involving Trump. 440 minutes spent on those controversies. Controversies involving Hillary Clinton. Only 185 minutes, less than half. Proof positive of rigged media by the numbers, not by Trump whining. You can look at the coverage of Trump's alleged sexist behavior compared to Bill Clinton's. A 15-to-1 disparity on those network news
shows. Which basically means total blackout, but it's not working. So what do they do?
Well, I mean, we'll see if it worked. They did a poll which found that 55% thought the media's coverage had been biased against Trump. It should be way more than that. So as I said, unfortunately, you've got a lot of weak-minded, stupid people who still...
Sure, but isn't the cherry on top? Obamacare's already doubled premiums on average. Now another 25% increase. It's supposed to be free. I mean, can't their constituents really grow up and realize mainstream media is there to slit their throats?
Well, again, it's this idea of they're losing their power, they're losing their influence, but they still have a unified narrative. So they all report the same thing on the evening news with the same spin, the same smear.
It's a cult.
Yeah, but that's going to wash away increasingly. And, you know, now they've been completely disproven on the Hillary's health thing. They had to come out and admit, yeah, we smeared everyone as conspiracy theorists. We were wrong. So we won on that score. You know, what else is going to come out where they're going to have to at least admit this? Could there be, there have been rumors of another tape coming out in which Hillary Clinton makes racist comments. We know from eyewitnesses like Tracy Martin, the former Clinton chef, that she does that on a regular basis. She is a nasty
Everybody
woman.
I've talked to says that she just spews if she sees anybody with color. It's just horrible. It's like, what? I mean, this is crazy town. And it's not like I'm being holier than thou. Oh, my God, she's racist stuff. I mean, I've never heard that except from scum. It's like this woman is super powerful. She claims she loves these people. They love her, and then she hates them. I mean, how do you hate people that love you? I don't get it.
Because she's a sociopath, and she has extreme difficulty in connecting to other human beings.
You take over, Paul. You gotta come on the show more. It's always great to have Paul Watson from InfoWars.com. He's taking over. I'm punching out Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Please support the broadcast, 25% off the great nootropic brain force, InfoWarsStore.com, and the new film, The Climate Hustle, now available, InfoWarsStore.com. We need the funding. God bless you all.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Feel that? This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Going to go to our guests here in a second, but I wanted to hit on a couple of headlines on the same topic. These are up on InfoWars.com. Murders in Sweden up 80% in 2 years. That's right. The liberal basket case of Sweden that we so often pick on is still enjoying its cultural enrichment. Sweden, which again I believe is, what, 8, 9 million population, is likely to get around 160 murders this year. That compares to 115 murders last year and only 87 murders in 2014. Now, could that be connected to the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Muslim migrants that they've been importing over the last 2 years? Surely just a coincidence. You look at neighboring Norway, which had in comparison just 23 murders in 2015. So a massive disparity murders are on the rise in Sweden. We've got areas of Sweden like Malmo being described as war zones. You've got Somali immigrants saying they want to go back home because it's safer in Somalia than it is in some areas of Sweden. We have another headline, Sweden bans Christmas streetlights to avoid offending Muslim migrants, question mark. Of course, the authorities claim that they've banned Christmas streetlights in all these towns and cities for safety reasons. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with offending the tens of thousands of Muslim migrants who have poured in. People aren't buying that explanation. So we're talking about Sweden, and now we're going to go to our guest who has been on the show before. He's the Angry Foreigner. That's his moniker on YouTube. You can search for that on Twitter as well and find him. And he's a Bosnian immigrant living in Sweden who, as I said, has built this very popular YouTube channel. Thanks in part, and it's very rare to have this in Sweden, or in fact in many places in Europe, due to his willingness to tell the truth about mass uncontrolled immigration. And he put out a video yesterday, which I posted on Twitter, which we're going to get into in a second. But first, to set the scene, I mean, I've got friends that visit Sweden on a regular basis, every month, specifically Malmo. The stories they tell me are horrific. They're saying it's far worse than the media is reporting. They're talking about it being a common occurrence for people to walk down the street and just hear firebombs going off. We've seen reports of cars set on fire, sometimes dozens a night. We've seen, according to them, ISIS flags being flown at Islamist rallies. So they walk past the protest and they're literally flying ISIS flags at these protests. Not in Raqqa, not in Mosul, in Sweden. You know, they just legalized the ISIS flag in Sweden. We've got people now in Sweden, in Malmo, imposing self-imposed curfews because they're afraid of what's happening. Migrants harassing women on the street, reports of sexual assaults at these music festivals that the authorities, again, are trying to keep under wraps. Now, obviously, you know, it's worse in some areas compared to others, but I want to ask the Angry Foreigner who joins us now, you know, how does the media's reporting and what we learn as outsiders fit with reality? Are these problems actually a lot worse than what they're saying, than what they're reporting?
Well, I like to say that since the last time we talked, things have gotten both worse and better. What's worse is that we're seeing more of the same old issues. I mean, there's stories about a new migrant rape almost on a weekly basis now, and bathhouses and music festivals have basically become unsafe places for women. We're seeing a new type of sex crime where migrant gangs team up and molest women. What's changed for the better, though, is that the mainstream media has actually finally started reporting more on these issues. And that changed around the time of the New Year's Eve attack in Cologne, Germany. It's like all of a sudden the taboos disappeared overnight. It became acceptable to criticize the view of women in foreign cultures and immigrant-related crime. And there's been a bunch of debate articles about that by established people and established media outlets. So I feel like there's an overall change for the better in the social debate about these things. It's more okay to talk about it now, and people are even more fed up with the racist label, but we're far from perfect. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that isn't being covered, and as usual, you have to go to the alternative media to get the, you know, to get the full picture, so to speak. And what happened on Gotland recently with the wheelchair-bound woman really goes to show that we're far from perfect.
Yeah, let's get into that again. Another harrow, you said basically one rape per week now. We post the stories routinely. We had this harrowing incident, a woman in a wheelchair gang raped by migrants. Explain what happened and then the fallout from that afterwards.
Well, basically, she was visiting a restaurant in the evening and she shared a cab home with the migrant. From what I understand, she didn't know him personally. And when she arrived, she asked if she could use his bathroom. You know. What ended up happening is that five migrants raped her for hours on end in that bathroom. They took the wheelchair away from her, and when she was finally able to escape, the first thing she did was call the police. But what happened then was that they took them into custody for a hearing, but released them shortly after because the prosecutor didn't feel like the woman's story was robust enough, and he didn't feel that she fought back enough. So they were released out of custody.
This is a woman in a wheelchair, and they're saying she didn't fight back enough.
Yeah, despite the fact that she had documented injuries So naturally, people became absolutely furious, and a demonstration took place. And the purpose there was just to protest the decision to let these suspects go and to show support for the women. But what ended up happening after that is that every magazine on Gotland labeled them as Nazis. And the mainstream media in, you know, Sweden as well, labeled them as Nazis as well. Basically, it was a huge smear campaign against these ordinary citizens who they weren't even politically aligned in any special team. They just felt it was messed up. And also, the feminist party and the left party on Gotland arranged a demonstration against racism and sexism because they didn't like the enticed debates online, the angry reactions. They wanted to protest that.
So you had a defenseless woman in a wheelchair being gang raped by migrant men, and the feminist response was to come out and slam people who were upset about that, not to actually defend the defenseless woman, right?
Yeah, it's terribly perverse. I mean, they did not focus on the victim at all. These people call themselves women's rights activists, and they didn't focus on the women. They just used the event to advertise some political point about how Sweden is racist or something. One of the spokespersons for the feminist party said something along the lines that this isn't an issue of immigration or culture. The problem is the destructive male norm, and the perspective that Swedish men need to protect Swedish women is part of the problem that creates rape, so to speak.
This is what we saw in Norway as well, because, of course, they haven't had anything like the same level of problems. But again, there was problems with migrants raping women. They came out and blamed it on Nordic drinking culture. It's all about men. It's not about a belief system where they literally have a game called the rape game. I would argue that that was the problem, not the gender of the people carrying this out, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, Norway did something great when they introduced basically consent classes for everyone who's a newly arrived immigrant. It's not a perfect solution, doesn't fix everything, but it's sure a step in the right direction. Whereas in Sweden, such a suggestion to even suggest it is racist. It's ridiculous.
Now, again, the stats that we last had, and I think this was from 2014, rapes have skyrocketed by 1,400% since the mid-70s. And again, the left tries to say, oh, well, they changed the definition. Well, fine, but still there's a massive problem. They've got the second highest number of rapes in the world after Lesotho. 77.6% of the country's rapists are identified as foreigners. That number's probably higher now, given the influx over the last 2 years. I mean, this is clearly a problem, right? I mean, how can they deny that this is a problem when we see these stories every single week? And again, you talk about the music festivals. That came out that the police, they admitted they were covering that up so as not to give a boost to the Sweden Democrats, which is the anti-immigration party. So there's clearly a political objective, not only to cover up the terror attacks, the low-level intensity violence, the firebombings, but these rapes, because again, the political establishment doesn't want Sweden Democrats to use this to get ahead in the polls.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is that I don't recognize the 77% number, so I'm not sure about that. But the thing is, Sweden doesn't actually carry out any statistics or research on perpetrator ethnicity anymore. They did back in 2005, I believe, was the last time. And what they found was an overrepresentation. And what I found come across myself from various articles and statistics, I mean, there was one, the biggest prison in Sweden for rapists, half of the perpetrators couldn't go through treatment because they needed interpreters. So obviously there's a big overrepresentation. It's a big problem. And I'm sure that, you know, people feel more comfortable to press charges nowadays and the definition changing plays a role, but we cannot dismiss the role of immigration as well. So I feel like there's not much nuance to the debate here.
Now, let me read this out of the Express. They reported, when this first cropped up about 6-8 months ago, people again thought it was a hoax. They thought it was a fake story. Lund County in South Sweden is now considering giving jihadi defectors, that's ISIS fighters, incentives to reintegrate into society. The mooted benefits or housing grants help to re-enter the workforce and free driving licenses. So you've got actual jihadists, ISIS fighters coming back from Iraq and Syria. They're not turning them away at the border when they try to re-enter Sweden. If they do enter Sweden, they're not deporting them. They're giving them benefits and driving licenses and trying to reintegrate them into the workforce. I mean, at what point does al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, just, you know, get on a plane to Sweden and declare it an ISIS caliphate? I mean, would he be welcomed at this point?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's crazy because they wouldn't do this with Nazis during the Second World War. They wouldn't do this with SS soldiers. It's crazy how just because these people are immigrants or Muslims, then we're supposed to pamper them. And this isn't anything new, actually. I mean, this story broke out recently, but I remember about 6 months ago, Stockholm suggested the same thing. And before that, Örebro suggested the same thing. I don't know if they're actually doing it as a suggestion, but I do know that one town actually had a jihadist having an internship at some place. So it wouldn't surprise me if it were to be put into effect, because, well, nothing surprises me at this point, to be honest.
I mean, I wrote a story about, I think it was a year ago, Swedish immigration officer exposed as jihadist sympathizer. This is somebody actually within the government liking ISIS posts on Facebook. You had Sweden's top Islamophobia expert go and join ISIS. So you've got even people within the government now. But again, the point we emphasize over and over, and this is what interests me, there was a video that came out of Germany last week where they spoke to immigrants who had been there, you know, for 20, 30, 40 years. And they said, and this is what I hear from everyone, including in France, where my mum teaches English and speaks to a lot of people who say the same thing. This is a new breed of migrants unlike anything before. So these German migrants were on tape, and yeah, we've always had immigration, and sometimes they don't integrate, but normally in the past they would keep themselves to themselves. It wouldn't be a huge problem. But they were on tape saying, since these new migrants have come into Germany, these migrants who have been there for 20, 30, 40 years, they have food stalls, they have businesses. They're saying, we just don't sell anything anymore. They don't buy from us. They bring in their own alien culture. We've integrated. They don't integrate. And it was the long-term immigrants in Germany that were calling for them all to be deported. So again, that nuance is there, isn't it? This is a new breed that's unlike anything we've seen in the past 30, 40 years in Europe.
Well, exactly. I mean, I've seen immigrants become very, very worried. They live in the ghettos, and they notice that the radicalization has become far worse the past 20 years or so. And I think a big issue here is, which isn't talked about a lot, is Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're funding the building of mosques all over the world, and then they send their preachers there to preach Wahhabism, which is the most radical interpretation of Islam. They're basically sending preachers all over the world to radicalize the Muslim population. And this is never talked about, really. So you need to look at that there, too.
Now, I mean, we heard about this proposal back at the beginning of the year to deport 80,000 failed asylum seekers. You know, you've got the Swedish Democrats rising in popularity. Has that process of deportation actually been happening? And do you see any kind of solution in the Sweden Democrats as a way of rolling back some of these policies that have caused this mass uncontrolled immigration?
Well, last I checked, it's basically not possible. I mean, 50,000 migrants, I believe, or maybe it was 80,000, were rejected, got their asylum application rejected. And only a small portion of these were successfully deported. I mean, most of these people go underground. And some of them, if they are deported, they just catch a train ticket and go right back to Sweden. So, I mean, it costs a lot of money and it doesn't have much effect. When it comes to Sweden Democrats, they have, in a sense, changed. I mean, they're not an accepted party. They're the third biggest party. But nobody wants to negotiate with them. But we can see this over time, that they have made predictions that turned out to be true. And ideas that they suggested are now basically implemented. I mean, Sweden is now finally considering doing age tests of refugee children, who often, I mean, most of these guys look like they're 25, 30, 40. So there's a big scam going on here. And recently we implemented border controls, which severely reduced the levels of immigration. So, you know, even though people don't want to admit it, the Sweden Democrats have changed politics.
And again, that's that's where that pressure is needed. If you get an increasing number of the population at least just signaling their support for the Sweden Democrats, then again, it can cause the controlling parties to change their behavior. Of course, you had Merkel come out a few days ago and say that singing Christmas carols would be a good way to reassert Christianity in Germany after what she's done in importing, you know, this Islamic wave. I mean, the fact is, Hillary Clinton wants to import 65,000, quote, migrants or refugees. That's just a starting number. And, you know, we're being told by the media, in fact, you had ads in Sweden where it was like a woman in a hijab saying, this is the new reality. Sweden is now a safe refuge for migrants. So they were basically saying Sweden is no longer an individual country with its own identity. It's just a refuge. It's basically a giant migrant camp for these, quote, refugees, many of whom aren't even refugees. How do you think Swedes feel about that when they see those kind of ads on television?
Well, most Swedish people actually, even though they don't express it, they do believe in common sense. They do believe that Sweden should be Swedish. They do believe in the concept of when in Rome. I mean, Swedish people wouldn't move to Saudi Arabia and demand that they legalize porn and alcohol. So, I mean, I don't buy that multiculturalism is... I mean, our politicians and journalists try to push it on the population, but I don't think that the population wants that. I think they want their culture to be their culture. So,
okay,
and we're
we'll
seeing,
be back
I mean...
With that thought. We'll be right back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show and The Angry Foreigner. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Congratulations. Lots of fun. You're going to have to brush up on your negotiation ability, believe me. Even Bill Clinton admitted Obamacare is the craziest thing in the world. where people wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. And then he was forced to take it back the following day because that night he suffered greatly.
All right.
He suffered. Because Hillary Clinton...
There's only one thing better than Alex Jones standing in front of George Washington. And that's Donald Trump wearing a camo hat with a suit on. Again, I'm not gay or anything, but this looks super Americana. I really like this. If you're not a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. Donald Trump with that red power tie, with that Make America Great camo hat. So damn presidential. Back to Paul Watson in London and his guest in Deutschland. But there is Donald Trump. I tell you, the next president of the United States, unless they steal it.
Okay, we're back with the angry foreigner who is a Bosnian immigrant living in Sweden. Again, final comments on this situation. Again, we've got them banning Christmas lights now. They say it's for security purposes. I'm sure it has nothing whatsoever to do with avoiding offending Muslims. We've got murders skyrocketing, rapes on a regular basis, cars, businesses being firebombed. This is the European socialism that Barack Obama endorsed that Hillary Clinton wants to continue. The Angry Foreigner, just final comments here, and tell people how they can find your YouTube channel and your Twitter.
Well, first of all, 70% of the Swedish population want to decrease immigration. So people are fed up. And what you're seeing with the politicians and the journalists doesn't reflect the people. They don't represent the people anymore. And I'm actually hopeful for Sweden's future because we're seeing a growing resistance and we're seeing people getting sick of the racist label and more willing to speak up. So I'm actually hopeful. And if you want to check out my channel, just search Angry Foreigner and you'll come straight to my videos.
Okay, there goes the Angry Foreigner. Thanks for joining us. And again, check out his video on the woman raped, the wheelchair woman raped by migrants. That went up yesterday. Check out his other videos about Sweden. Welcome to Sweden was the big viral hit. So definitely go and check out the Angry Foreigner on YouTube. Final couple of minutes here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get into some final news. I was talking again earlier about that study. This is an MRC study. They took ABC, CBS, NBC Evening News. They counted the minutes of their coverage split between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They found that personal controversies involving Trump covered 440 minutes. Again, this is the evening news between 29th of July and October 20. 440 minutes on Trump controversies compared to only 185 on Clinton. So again, it was more than double for Trump. Trump's treatment of women was given more time by news networks than Hillary's pay-for-play scandal and email scandal combined. So those two Hillary scandals combined still got less air coverage compared to Trump's so-called treatment of women. Out of 569 such statements about the health or prospects of Trump's campaign, so how well his campaign was doing, 85% were negative compared to just 38% that were negative for Hillary Clinton. So again, they're not talking about the O'Keefe videos. They're not talking about the WikiLeaks releases. You have Barack Obama saying that Donald Trump is whining about the election being rigged, about the media being rigged. These facts prove him right. It's not whining, it's statistics. It's documented right here. Basket of deplorables. Hillary Clinton got just 7 minutes of total coverage compared to Trump's tax returns, which got 33 minutes of total coverage on these evening news networks. The verdict is in. The media is completely rigged, but still. They did a poll afterwards which found that 55% thought the media's coverage had been biased against Trump. That should be way more. This is clear. The election's being rigged. The media is most definitely rigged. The WikiLeaks emails have proven it. And now how will the American people react on November 8th? This is the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.